Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
59-yard attempt. He's 7 out of 8 this year from beyond 50. Just superb. But 59, Boswell.
How good is he?
He is outstanding. 3 on the board for the Steelers. They throws, and it's incomplete. Porter again denies the entry pass to St. Brown, and the Steelers take over on downs.
What coverage by Pittsburgh, not falling for the play fake. And Goff tries to make something work, but no.
Lions go to the end zone, and caught! What a catch! Tesla somehow held on to it. Rodgers off his back foot, throws it down the way, and a flag's coming out on Anzalone. And look at Gainwell. Gainwell thinks he has a touchdown.
I don't think he was touched. I think this might be a touchdown, Jim.
I mean, Gainwell thinks he has it.
I'm not joking. It looked like I was like, no, he's probably. And I'm like, wait a sec. Where his momentum was going.
3rd and 8, low snap. Goff picks it up. In trouble, he's set for the safety. Duggar delivers the 2-point play. Toss to Warren. Found a little opening, and away he goes. Jalen Warren with the touchdown. Warren, Corey ripped off one long run. He's got another one. No one's going to get to him. Gibbs flanking the quarterback. Over to Gibbs. He's wide open. Easy touchdown. Lions are in. Can they pull it off with the season in the balance? Goff fires at the one. He didn't get across, but there are flags down. Ball ends up in the hand. Did they have a whistle first?
Ruling on the field is a touchdown, however.
Oh, my God.
Interference, number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced and there is no replay, the game is over.
Wow.
There is no touchdown.
Whoa!
Come on, Bob.
We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Come on, Limits.
Chuck Knob and Norky's friends are all on their beat. Go out against the Steelers. Bradshaw and Rocky and Franco and Lee.
What about Scotty Miller?
It's been many years in coming. Just keep the Steeler machinery humming.
Better have a line about Dylan Cook in it now, Bob.
Dylan Cook, Scotty Miller,
Kyle Duggar, Adam Thielen,
Marquez Valdez Scantling. Let's not stop there, Logan Lee. No, he didn't play.
Welcome to Pomp and Joe and Limits, Bob. It's a day to be happy. Man, I still can't get over good old Carl Sheffers, as if he was on Impractical Jokers, burying the lead with the call as millions waited for it, Bob. He says the ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Touchdown. And however, the crowd goes nuts.
However, pass interference number 14 on the offense. Game is over. Drive home safely. Can you believe that guy? I compared it yesterday to imagine if the Immaculate Reception went to a review and good old Carl Sheffers was on the review limits. He would have said something like, the Steelers scored a touchdown on the play and won the game. I mean, they would have won the game if the touchdown had counted. The ruling on the field is a Steeler player touched the ball and the catch was made. No touchdown. History is altered forever. Sorry, everybody. Drive home safely. This is Carl Sheffers. That was unbelievable, Bob, that he buried that.
I mean, that's when I heard it first said touchdown, I said, they're doomed. That's it. They're going to allow that play to exist. I never heard a whistle.
What about the one before that when it looked like
St. Brown scored?
Scored. And then if you're watching on TV, maybe if you're at the game, you see a discussion or a flag. I was starting to think ahead to Boswell, weren't you? Like,
yes.
How long can he kick a field goal here?
65? Is there time left to get in position for him to attempt a 70-yarder? Yeah.
And all of a sudden, in comes the flag. Bob, I'm about to say something that I haven't said in a long time. What is Limits doing, and why is he in our room again? Oh, it's the glare on your head
or
on my head, right?
Yes. Thank you very much, Austin. You're always looking. You're always
Thank
looking
you, Limits.
Out for
what
us.
A wonderful man, and
that.
I have a Christmas
working
gift here for you.
Joe.
Yeah, we're gonna open these by the end of the segment because Bob's leaving early again.
Wait a minute, you have an early dismissal last week. I heard.
I know. It was later dismissal than you. Yours is at 11 o'clock today, which makes everybody sad. This whole season, and Steeler football in general, has been couched into win a playoff game. And this will be a successful year. Same as last year, the year. Just please, please just win a play. Even be competitive in one. Come close to winning one. Mm-hmm. But win one, and then we'll all define that as a success. Bob, what I haven't heard much was the Steelers mentioned with this little phrase. And I'm sure you've heard of it. Because the guy in the song just sang about it. Super Bowl. I think that this team is capable of getting to the Super Bowl. I really do.
Well, Limits? It's a wide open AFC.
It is a wide open AFC. I truly believe that. Ben said yesterday was going to, you know, sort of be the litmus test for him. Pat Freiermuth called it a statement game. Listen, the games happen. I don't give a crap if I was wrong 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. Who cares? So was everybody else locally. Nationally, you, me, him, everybody who calls the show, Dan Orlovsky and Colin Cowherd and Mike Greenberg and every single person. I heard one human being after that Bills debacle say that the Steelers would bounce back at least 1 week, and that was Kyle Brandt saying they're going to come back and beat Baltimore. There was zero humans on the face of this planet who thought that the Steelers would bounce back and win three in a row and look like, yes, a Super Bowl contender. Am I predicting it? Not quite yet, Bob. But this is the first time in a long time that I look at that team and say, I could actually see them in the Super Bowl. Bob?
Well, the number one reason for that, more than anything else, is Aaron Rodgers, in my view. He gives them a credibility quarterback that they haven't had since Roethlisberger left. He gives them a guy who can use his mind to get other teams in trouble when it comes to too many men on the field. He knows when to rush a play because a review may be coming, and the Steelers actually should have done that after Darnell Washington, except they tried to substitute, and it killed that attempt. He's smart. He knows how to throw the ball. And, Joe, he's using some real estate was only reserved for, you know, big high rollers, and that's the middle of the field. That's where you win football games. And I think all of us have been clamoring for more action in the middle of the field. He knows how to get it there. He's not afraid to get it there. Off his back feet, he'll throw it there. He'll put it on target. All these things that a quarterback does, and all you have to do in those three games, if you doubt that he's the most important, is look at what they've done. Five touchdowns, no interceptions. He protects the ball. That's been his history. He doesn't turn it over. How about an 80% completion percentage against some very good teams? And he had to do it again yesterday. Just elite quarterback play, and it starts there with me.
Yeah.
Everything else falls into place. They got a good running attack. They have some guys who can make plays on the outside, not as many as I would like. They have a defense that proved yesterday in the first three quarters that even without its two of its best players, they're still a high-end defense when they play the way they're capable. So, yeah, they have every aspect that you would want for a team that's heading down the stretch. And the most important thing is they're winning down the stretch. Unlike last year, where they went through five losses in a row, and you can tell it was spiraling out of control.
Yeah, the quarterback is the main reason, and he's on a heater. He is playing really well, but that starts, in my opinion, with his offensive line, which has been surprising. Mm-hmm. And then the defense yesterday.
By the way, you got to give a little love to Arthur Smith. I thought he called a hell of a game yesterday.
So did I. I haven't shown Arthur Smith a lot of love, but he kept them way off balance.
Oh.
Right after the Lions scored touchdowns late in the game, first play, you know, they're all geeked up, Bob, ready to make a play. The crowd's going crazy. Both times he called the old jet sweep, whatever you want to call it, reverse.
Right.
One to Jonnu, was one to Gainwell, I think.
I think Gainwell,
and
yes.
Totally caught them off balance both times. Did something special there out of the Pittsburgh plunge play and generally had them off balance. A lot of that's the quarterback, too. But the defense in some ways was special in this game. And then the Lions got going, and that's the number one offense in the NFL scoring. So they got going. The defense got you a safety that essentially kept the game from going to overtime, held the highest scoring team in the league to a touchdown under its average, and put up a few numbers, and I haven't said this often, and maybe I should quote Juan Thornhill here. These are numbers that the Steel Curtain would be proud of. Jahmyr Gibbs, who's great.
Incredible.
Had 2 yards on 7 carries. On 7 carries.
They had 1,100 yards coming into the season.
Their whole team, which is a great rushing team, had 15 yards on 12 carries. There is something to the Derek Harmon factor. And Y.A. Black, both those guys make a huge difference, even when he's given, maybe especially when he's given the other team the finger, Bob. And yes, the Lions came back and scored. And listen, like so many moments and situations in sports history, and it's almost silly in a way. For me, I think of the Scott Norwood field goal. As that ball is in the air, if it goes 3 feet to the left and through the uprights, then every narrative from both franchises' history is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Detroit is at the Steelers' goal line. If they score there, and it looked like they might have twice, although I thought certainly the second one was a good call and the first one was debatable, whatever. If they score there, then it's one of the great meltdowns of the Mike Tomlin era. One of the great meltdowns. What did he be? 103-0 and 1 and something?
103-0-1.
When they're leading by 11 in the last five. Some score where they've never blown a lead like that, ever. So the difference on those calls, on those plays, on that stand was one of the great meltdowns of the Tomlin era or one of the wildest wins of the Tomlin era and the defining game of this season. So again, I don't want to get too crazy about it, Bob. And I think I might have come on here and said this, even if they lose, is that I was highly encouraged by so many things. That defense stinks, but you still go in there and drop almost 500 yards. And what they did to that running game was eye-opening.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It really was. And it's, you know, it shows you they're capable of stopping the best in the business. They did it to the Colts with Jonathan Taylor. They did it to the Bears. Now, they've also given up a ton.
They did it to HN, too.
They've given up 200 yards to the Bills and the Ravens in back-to-back games. So
yes,
there are holes there, and things can go differently depending on scheme. But, yes, I give them more credit for just having a lot of heart yesterday and gutting that one out and how they did it. If you stop a run game, the one thing that Detroit was really good at, number two in the NFL coming into this game in play action, down the field success. When you take away the play in the play action, which is the run game, it makes it a lot easier. They put up pressure in the middle. They knew they were going to have some issues there because the Lions were without one of their best players at center. They had a lot of other things going on. I couldn't believe how unblocked at times Highsmith and Sawyer were on the outside.
It was unreal with Highsmith. Yes.
And then Duggar, who played all 74 snaps.
Yeah.
Again, a guy like that they bring in from New England, and he plays all 74 snaps. He came on a delayed blitz, it looked like, unsuspecting was Goff, and he gets a safety, which was a huge play considering they had just fumbled after replay on their own one-yard line.
Right.
You could have been deflated there. That could have changed the game the other way. Instead, they changed it back.
Yeah.
So.
And I still can't believe that the Patriots gave a team that they could play. Obviously, they're in the AFC and both were playoff contenders. That player at a position of desperate need. What are you doing? And I'm sold on him. I went back and forth early. You're right. He played every snap, a sack, tackle for loss, the safety, quarterback hit, led the team, I think I just said, with six solo tackles. He was great in the game. And Highsmith is a beast. Another guy I'm sold on, Joey Porter Jr. He's played well enough, long enough for now, where he's starting to look like what he promised he would be. And good for him. Jack Sawyer, in his first start, you know, at times there were a couple moments, but that's going to happen to the best linebackers against that offense. For the most part, he acquitted himself really well. And like I said, the two young guys up front combined with Cam, who's been unbelievable.
Really, yeah.
He is a physical marvel at his age with what he's been through how many starts in his career, Bob? Easily 100 plus.
15 years of doing this.
And I don't know how he does it.
He was pushing guys around all over the place.
It's unreal. And those guys, by the way, have taken a page out of his book. You'll look up after a 15 or 25-yard play down the field, and here comes Y.A. Black or Derek Harmon chasing the play down like prime Cam Hayward. And he's still doing it, by the way, as Hayward. But let's not bury the lead like Carl Sheffers did. I, for the first time in a long, long, long time, look at the Steelers and can envision them in the Super Bowl, contending for the Super Bowl. Have I lost my mind? Bob, you already had them doing this. You picked them to go to the AFC title game, which is by definition contending for the Super Bowl. Where are your limits? Have I lost my mind here?
No. And Joe, I don't know if I want to say Super Bowl yet. But I'm saying playoff win, and I'm saying playoff wins.
Hold on. I'm not predicting it.
Well, if you're saying wins, you're saying what I'm saying, and they went to the AFC championship
I'm not
game.
Predicting it
so
yet. What I'm saying is I can very easily envision them going to the Super Bowl for the first time in a long time. We'll see about the prediction part of it. I'm just happy to get to this point. I'm happy for Mike Tomlin. I've said many times, I wish and want Mike Tomlin to win. He's an unbelievable representative of the city. That was the opening line when I said after last year's Ravens playoff loss, for the first time, that I thought he should be fired. I think he's a great rep for the city and also a good football coach. Unfortunately, he hasn't been a great coach in a long, long time. And I realized that he got the 19th consecutive year of non-losing. To me, the streak that easily usurps that is going on a decade without coming close to winning a playoff game. So here we are. Credit to him for bouncing back from rock bottom, and credit to them. But anyway, go ahead.
So I said last week that this was going to be the litmus test for me. That the winning against the Ravens was good. Of course, it's good to win the game before that as well, the way that they did, whatever. But if they could go into Detroit against the number one offense in football, a team that was desperate, backs against the wall, that hadn't lost back-to-back games since 2022, that I would change my opinion. And they held the Lions to -3 yards in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And they looked solid defensively for three quarters, where then the Lions were just playing catch-up. And Aaron Rodgers has exceeded all of our expectations. This is why I wanted Aaron in the offseason. I didn't think it would be this good, but the way that he is able to command this offense, I don't think that there's any other quarterback in the AFC playoff picture that I would want other than Josh Allen, and you know how much I love Justin Herbert, than Aaron Rodgers. Unless they're playing Josh Allen, I'm picking Aaron Rodgers against anyone else at this point because I don't know what I'm getting from other teams.
What Austin just said here, too. Coming into this game and now adding to this game, we're going with heading into week 17, if you had told anyone at the beginning of the season that Aaron Rodgers would have closing in on 3,000 passing yards, more than any quarterback in the North, if you had told them he'd have 24 touchdown passes, six more than anyone else in the AFC North quarterbacks, Burrow, you're talking about Jackson, even Flacco got thrown in there.
Dylan Gabriel.
Nobody, but my point is, Of all those people you could have chosen, would Aaron Rodgers have been your pick?
No.
And they said, well, injuries. And I thought that would be a factor, too. Well, guess who's gotten injured? Burrow has gotten injured, missed the majority of the season. Lamar Jackson's been injured. He hasn't played. I mean, it's crazy how it works, which is why you always have to play the game, which is why it's difficult to make picks, because you just don't know how things are going to go. Kansas City's out, to your point. Can they win the AFC? Sure they can when you look at what's left. Jacksonville went into Denver and beat them yesterday. No one saw that coming, and it really legitimized Jacksonville and their hopes. Texans, are they good? Yes, they won, but they have a sporadic offense. They could be had. They
very
have a very
sporadic.
Good defense.
Yes.
So is there a path to get to the Super Bowl? Sure there is. And I would say that for a lot of teams, not just the Steelers. So that's where we are, in a very mangled AFC.
A mangled AFC where the Steelers could actually play multiple home playoff games.
Yes.
Because some of those wild card teams are going to be better than some of the division winners, I think.
Although New England shows quite a bit.
Yeah, they did, but they're really, really banged up. And here's the other thing. There's a new team on the horizon. Whenever we've pitched the topic of who would you like to play in the playoffs, it's always been, all right, it'll probably be Buffalo, Jacksonville, Houston, or the Chargers. Here's a team that I've actually been a fan of, but not so much coming here on the road and not so much with what I saw yesterday. I think if the Denver Broncos came to Pittsburgh for a wild card weekend game, the Steelers would smash them here.
Smash?
I wouldn't like them in Denver. I think Here they would smash them up the way the Chargers did yesterday. And you watch that Packers game the week before, Jordan Love did whatever he wanted against the Broncos defense, and then injuries started to happen left and right. That Broncos defense is overrated. And I'd love
You've been on their bandwagon for most of the year.
I have. And then I watched them play. Unfortunately, games changed my opinion.
Well, Jacksonville can score.
Right. Like, I thought that, for instance, the Ravens would go to the Super Bowl this year, like tons of other people.
Yeah, so did I.
And probably, I'd say 60% of our listening audience, I bet you picked either the Lions or the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl this year. But then the games happened, and it changed my mind. I thought the Steelers were pretty darn bad 3 weeks ago. Just like the rest of America. And then three games have happened. So guess what? I've changed my mind. Like you, like him, like 99% of our listeners, like 99% of people watching football in America. This is what happens when the games happen. What else could possibly change our mind than what happens on the field? So I'm happy to say for today that when I look at this team, I really don't see anybody in the AFC they couldn't beat. Like past years, you couldn't even envision it. They're going into Kansas City for a wild card game. That's a loss. That game's already done.
For most teams, it was going to be a loss. Always has been.
Yeah, but a lot of teams were competitive there, including Cleveland.
But trying to win in Kansas City has been difficult.
No doubt. It was impossible to envision. This year, suddenly, amazingly, and happily, I can envision it, Bob. I can see it. I can see it happening before my very eyes. And here's the real good news. Here's the real good news, Bob. And you know this. Usually bad news sells, right? You know that from the news business. You've been in it a long time.
If it bleeds, it leads.
There you go. Metaphorically, the same is true for sports. These lines light up like Malzy at a craft beer house when the Steelers melt down. But I was told by our boss when I got in today that the numbers were off the charts this morning and likely still are. And I think people just want to be happy and want to celebrate wins. And the Steelers forced you into the space you were in 3 weeks ago, pretty much, by living in a land of high-end mediocrity for year after year after year after year after year after year after year, and you got sick of it. You had a right to be sick of it. And now they've earned a different response. They've earned it. Good for them. Give them a different response. I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think they deserve it. And I think Mike Tomlin deserves a lot of credit, too. As I said about Arthur Smith and play calling yesterday, I thought was his best game of the year. Tomlin gets to 200 wins, regular and post. There's a lot to like about it, and you can understand why some of these players really like playing for him, even though there are incidents, like we saw yesterday on a couple of occasions, that still go on. But I think this team is starting to feel it. Again, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. It all starts with the elite quarterback play, and that's what he's giving them.
For sure.
Elite quarterback play. It's hard to get. When you get it, you're a different team. Look at the teams that don't have it. Look at how they struggle. Look at what happens when they lose their best player.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Right now, and we went through this over and down and over again and up, down, Aaron Rodgers, does he come back for more? A lot of people didn't think that was going to be possible, nor would they want it. Now, all of a sudden, people are going to be clamoring for him to return.
Right.
And I wonder if he wants to.
I bet you he does at this point.
The same as it's looked.
And, by the way, if somebody calls in and says, yeah, let's see them finish the job, you've earned that right, too. Believe me. We've seen trips to Cleveland.
One's okay, coming up this week.
Yeah, I know that Tomlin had a little, it sounded like a barb for Brooke Pryor. Did you hear that in the hallway, Bob?
I couldn't understand what he was saying or what, I didn't understand.
That's why I was confident, Brooke, but he said it, you know, it wasn't an interview. It sounded like, you know,
right,
you should have known better. And to his credit, when he was asked that question 3 weeks ago in the aftermath of the Buffalo game, he said,
keep watching.
He gets the credit there, but I would be very careful if I was him and his players, based on how this season and all the recent ones have played out, of dishing out I told you so's before they finish the job. So if we get a caller who says, I still don't believe in them, let's see him win in Cleveland, I hear you.
Seven-shot football, living life. That's what gives me confidence, Brooke.
So seven shots football.
I actually like that.
He's going back all the way to the training camp and seven shots that they do up there in Latrobe.
I actually like that the more I hear it. That's what gives me confidence,
Brooke. Apparently Brooke asked something about losing your confidence.
No, she asked him 3 weeks ago, what gives you confidence that this will turn around or whatever, right?
Okay.
And
well, he has a long memory,
said,
too.
Keep watching.
Yeah. That's what gives me confidence, Brooke.
I like that and finish the job. Because that's what they've been unable to do. So, you know, I welcome those calls, too, believe me.
No, there's no question about it. I'm sure they're having a lot of different kind of calls down in Baltimore, Maryland this morning.
Oh, my God.
Where their team, somehow, despite, even though he was the big star of the game, Derrick Henry was captured and missing in action for the rest of the game.
I was just dumbfounded with John Harbaugh and what in their offensive coordinator and what in the world are you thinking?
Especially with Lamar Jackson.
You just scored. It's time to finish the game. And Michael Jordan's on the bench? He just had a rampage where he scored 20 points in 2 minutes. Yeah, let's bench him for our next possession just because. It's one of the most unbelievable things I've seen recently in sports. I was dumbfounded. Derrick Henry, in case you missed it last night, was having a great game. And when the Ravens went up, 24-13, I think it was.
Yes, by 11 in the fourth quarter.
They gave it to him, and he tore through New England's defense. So then New England scores. Baltimore comes back on the field with a chance to shut things down, and guess who's watching with a jacket on the bench, perfectly healthy? It's actually a fireable offense there. It is.
And Harbaugh was asked about it. He said, yeah, he should have been on the field.
Okay.
So if he should have been on the field, then whose responsibility is it? You're the head coach.
But it's not the first time it's happened either.
I understand.
You talk about outsmarting yourselves. It's just crazy. So here we are today, Bob. 412-928-9370. The phone lines are lighting up like Pony at the Carrier Dome. Like who else?
Malsy at a craft beer house.
Crowley at Mountaineer Field.
Yes.
Harry Callis.
On a karaoke stage.
Exactly. Yes. And I'm heartened by that, Bob. I'm heartened that all the numbers, audio, YouTube, everything, were skyrocketing like never before for the morning show. Let's have a fun, enjoyable day.
And that's why I always talk about the entertainment value of these games. Now, some of it may get to the point where it tests your blood pressure and you may have to go on more medication. But that's why all of these games are important to watch. You never know what you're going to see. Yesterday was one of the most unusual things I think I've ever seen in how this game ended. And you would think after all these years, you would have seen something similar. Not really.
The Ravens game 2 weeks ago was pretty darn crazy.
Exactly. So now here they are. They need one win, basically, or one Ravens loss.
Yeah.
And they may find out, Joe, on Saturday night, so that I wonder what they do in Cleveland, but they're going to prepare for this game as if they need to win it.
Well, let's talk about that and many other things. The Metcalf punch, the TJ Watt situation, hand out some game balls. When I think of entertainment, I don't remember too many regular season games that were wilder or more entertaining than that. You had one of the greatest touchdown catches in the history of the franchise. Absolutely. With Kenneth Gainwell. That was ridiculous, Bob.
Oh, I've looked at him as the MVP, even though I said what I said about Rodgers, who I think is the most valuable. But Kenneth Gainwell, out of nowhere, has been maybe their most important player.
It's unreal. Think about that catch. No. He had already fallen and was somehow like tumbling forward still. I used to make those catches in the living room, throwing the little Nerf ball to myself. I don't think it's possible in an NFL game. And he did. And it was, by the way, an unbelievable throw by Rodgers, who was getting hit below the knee, which should be a penalty in the NFL. And off balance, falling back, gave that play a chance to happen. And it also happened 2 seconds after, and this was really good on CBS's part, they showed the miracle Hail Mary by Rodgers in Detroit all those years ago. So then what happens 2 seconds later? Another miraculous touchdown, this one by Gainwell. And then all the stuff that happened. You had 3 45-yard touchdowns for the Steelers. You had the Lions turning into the Lions in that fourth quarter. And I agree with Tomlin when he was asked, what happened? What happened in the fourth? He said, basically, it was the damn Lions. Yes, eventually that team's going to do something to you. They were making great plays. Goff was spectacular in the fourth quarter. Rodgers was great in the fourth quarter. Drama everywhere. And I think the officials mostly got it right, Bob. Like the second last interference call in the end zone, it actually looked like Joey Porter made a smart play. I'm wondering, and I didn't see him quoted, if he saw he was going to be beat and sort of nudged the receiver into, I think it was Duggar.
Yeah. In other words,
was
sell
it Duggar?
It. Make it sell it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think right. That might have happened, and you probably could have let that go, but it was also a call that you can make. You know, Mount Washington
that
got called earlier in the game.
When Darnell Washington gets called for that, that set the standard of what they were going to do.
I didn't see the officiating yesterday like as anything egregious, and I would tell you if it was the other way around, because you know my thoughts about the Ravens game a few weeks ago, especially on the roughing the snapper crap, and even the Rodgers play from that game that a lot of people disagreed on. I'm not just going to say that because the Steelers won. I actually thought that in the end, the guys on the field and the guys in the sky and in New York or wherever else they review these things, I think they mostly got it right, don't you?
Yes, and I think the only thing that was concerning was how long it was taking for them to figure this out. They were looking at each other like, what are we doing here?
But that's okay
but
if you get it right.
But they're also listening, and that's what I said. When they instituted replay assist, you can do that. You listen. I think sometimes replay assist will force them to throw a flag that they don't originally throw. And because they come in so late sometimes, I'm wondering what they're looking at, and maybe it's just a shot from New York. That's a flag.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But they got it right, because what I didn't understand, though, I thought there was a whistle, but I went back and looked at it a whole bunch, and I could not hear a whistle. Cam Hayward said he heard a whistle.
On the last play, when Goff got
like
the pitch?
When the forward progress had been to St. Brown.
Yeah, and then he pitched it to Goff.
Yeah,
scored.
I mean, he was driven backwards. Normally, that's okay.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Blown dead.
Yeah.
But they said no, and they called it a touchdown. Now, it didn't matter, but my point is, isn't that normally how forward progress is determined and the whistle blows and you can't do
it? Then we would have had a hell of a conversation.
Oh, if they would have won the game because of that.
It would have been
because everyone
top
was standing
five.
Around. It was like, okay, the play's over, isn't it?
Yes. It would have been a top whistle? Five most ridiculous, incredible ending in the history of the league.
Did you hear a whistle?
You know what? I wasn't even paying attention to when the whistle got there. I was focused on Carl Sheffers telling everybody they won the game. Whoops, no, they didn't. Sorry. Game over. That was incredible, Bob.
It really was. I mean, it was fascinating. I'd be anxious to see the ratings on this from a television point of view.
This is why we watch football.
You know, the game that they had on Thanksgiving was the highest rated game they've ever had, CBS, in that time slot.
Yeah.
This will eclipse that, I bet.
This is why we lift all them weights.
Exactly,
Bob, you're out at 11. That's really disappointing today.
I'm sorry.
I know
you have a commitment, but
I know
everyone know that. So
you have a previous commitment, but that means our gift exchange is next. Of course, you're not involved because you never get us gifts.
And you never give me gifts.
Because you never give us gifts.
That's why gifts should not be given to everyone. I mean, how many of these gifts?
I have a gift for Limits that we're really going to enjoy, Bob, and I also have a gift for you.
Good. Well, don't give me a gift. Now you're going to put
pressure.
A gift. Don't do that.
Well, it's too late for you
we
to give me a gift. You're out the
rest
of the week.
I don't want any gifts, and I don't need any gifts, and...
Bob, I'm not giving with the expectation of receiving. I'm giving out of love.
All right. Well, we'll also talk about what happens next week and the week
you
after.
You know what? I'm happy today, Bob.
They may get a bye burst just because there are no competitive games that they have to play and win.
I know. It gets tiresome with the negativity.
Oh, absolutely. That's
but,
why
but,
it's
But what else
hard
is it
to...
supposed to be when you're dealing with a franchise who, as we always say, hasn't come close to winning a playoff game in a decade?
My only thing about these seasons...
Huh?
My only thing about these seasons is I like to let them kind of marinate and see how it goes before, because of the NFL of any league is the most topsy-turvy, and you can see these kinds of things
except
happening.
They're the most predictable team in the league until now.
Well, I mean, in the playoffs, yes, that's true, but I'm saying these seasons go on and these games, that's why I always talk about the entertainment value of them. I find it fascinating, and it holds your attention for the entire time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.